Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Here we are Thursday, September 19th. Is it the 19th? Yeah, because I leave tomorrow to go back to Philadelphia to shoot a movie and go on to teach a workshop at Susan Duvall. So it's going to be an exciting, jam-packed week of everything I love to do. And I'm happy to say that they've worked with me again so that I'm going to be able to do my shows live from there. So we will be live. We will be live and in the studio, even if it's my dressing room next week. So please be sure and join me. Okay, so I have a little giftola for all of you. I've just gotten so very many emails about, gosh, I'm saving up to have a private with you, Dee, and I wish I could afford a private with you. Could you answer this one question and blah, blah. So for the month of November, I'm just going to roll out half-price privates. Half-price means $150 instead of $300. These are not in my regular system on the website, so if you are interested, just email me, Dee. Yes, I am Dee Wallace. Email Dee at imdwallace and say, yeah, I'd like to get on the boards for one of those half-price privates. Obviously, there's a limited number because it's only for November. It's my little gift of gratitude for you. And, oh, my God, I'm so excited about this gratitude of self-love that it's a 21-day program that I'm going to be offering for November. Because, you know, I think, is there a better way to push off the holiday season than to give ourselves a gift before we have to give to everybody else? I'm really, 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 really stoked about this. We were doing the PDFs for it, and I went, oh, my God, I've got to do this with everybody. I've got to do each daily little, it's not an exercise. It's an experience that they channeled, and it's all about the truly living the experience of self-love. So many of you say to me, but I don't know how to do that. How do you love yourself? Well, I created a program of 21 experiences, and then we're going to have a two-hour webinar at the end. So I'll be rolling that out October 1st. Look for it, because I'm truly stoked about it. The next webinar is going to be October 30th. I've already got 5 pages of notes around information coming in around this electrical charge of the universe and how we all interact with it electrically, why we are the electrical current that the universe reaches down and connects with. So that's going to be October 30th. You can sign up on imdwallace.com, or you can sign up if you get the e-blast. If you don't get the e-blast, I would suggest that you might want to go on IMD Wallace and sign up for that, because that's really the beginning of the week's information that comes in. And there's tons of really great links and connections that we take a lot of time to create for you. So that's the e-blast. And, of course, you get some kind of fabulous downloaded meditation when you sign up for it. November 9th, I'll be with Joe Vitale in Austin. And November 16th, I'll be right here in Hollywood at the great Hollywood event that Sheila Gale is putting on. I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers for that. So just lots of really exciting stuff opening up. If you do not feel your life opening up, It might be because of the information that I'm bringing you today. How's that for a lead-in? So, first of all, they want us to claim the cocktail, and I want to read it because, as you know, it changed at Creation Station. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light as the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the thought that creates. I am power, love, joy, and choice. My heart is open, and I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. And we are claiming that around knowing. My beautiful people, when you remain in your knowing and know that you know, there is no place in you that wants to go to fear because you know. You know that you're the creator. You know that your world is a creation of you. And that takes a lot of the fear out of life. Well, all the fear, I'm being corrected, even as I'm speaking here. So you're the only one who can know it. And you're the only one who can know it before it shows up. And therein lies the great challenge. Can you absolutely know that you've already received it once you've ordered it? Just like in a restaurant, the food's coming. It's done. I can sit back and receive now. And, of course, this has been the last 3 months of me practicing receiving from my wonderful new lover. He's probably laughing now if he's listening. Because I'm used to being a giver. But if we're going to be receiving, we got to practice receiving. And he certainly has brought that great gift into my life, for which I asked, but I had to receive him, and then I had to practice receiving all the wonderful things that he wants to bring to me, including himself. So open yourself to receiving, and open yourself to knowing that you're the creator of you being not only the creator of what you want, but the receiver of what you want. And again, what is the best way to do that? To feel good, have fun, stay in love, and keep your heart open. That allows all those old patterns to drop away. I want to talk a little bit about patterns again, because I've been getting emails about, I was doing so good and then everything fell out. I was doing so good and then everything fell out. And the thing that I'm bringing to you today is what is at the basis of that. So I'm going to go right into it. This supersedes, you know, Monday night we talked about if I walk the talk and live the life I want, I won't get the life I want. That belief. Well, this is an expansion and a deeper understanding of that. That literally, we send something out to the ionosphere. We send the charge out to the ionosphere. It gets bounced back to us. We've been sending out a charge that creation isn't any fun. Now, I'm going to expand on this on the e-blast that's coming out next Monday. But I'm struggling for money, so money isn't fun. I'm struggling for health, so health isn't fun. I'm struggling to find a relationship, so relationships aren't any fun. And so inadvertently in the creation process, we're sending out those charges to the atmosphere and the ionosphere, and they keep getting bounced back to us until we choose the new thought that creates the new emotional electrical charge that sends something else out. That's why, again, we've got to change the thought and the perception before the consistency of the reality shows itself in our lives. So basically, here's a belief that we discovered. Ooh, I am adding this to the sheets. Oh, they just told me that. Well, you know, I always get excited because when information comes in and I'm supposed to add it to the sheets, it's a big deal. So here's the belief. If I am my authentic self, I am left behind. If I am my authentic self, I am left behind. Now, you know a lot of my personal story around that if you've read Bright Light. And if you've read Bright Light, the response I get from Bright Light is always, oh, my God, Dee, this is my story. This is what happened to me. This is what I did. And I go, I know. That's why I wrote it. The biggest place that I have an experience of this, guys, is in my acting. Because when I went out as an actress, I knew. I knew how good I was. I knew that I knew how. And then I got shut down. And then I was too big, too powerful. You know, I had to give my power away, or I had to let somebody take my power away. Wow, every light in this room just flashed. Okay, well, I've lost the computer again. Boy, this keeps happening, doesn't it? Stephen, can you come on and let me know if I'm okay here? Stephen, are you there? I don't know if I'm on the call anymore.
I'm here.
Okay, so am I on?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, well, you may have to take the callers for me if the computer doesn't come on. This is weird. This is the second. Wow. I don't know how. Okay, it's coming back on. All right, sorry, guys. All right, so anyway, you see, what I thought was I got too powerful, and so my ego had to be brought back into check. But it wasn't that at all. It was, if I'm my authentic self, and who my authentic self is one powerful broad, right? If I'm my authentic self, I get left behind, then the more powerful I become in my authenticity, the more I have to be left behind. Now, they gave us the information that this is behind. Well, first of all, everybody doesn't have this. Most people have this belief. And it's behind a lot of diseases, including some cancers, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and others that have not been specified, they're saying. We are, getting shut down because we have this belief. So we're leaving ourselves behind, essentially. Okay. There's a lot of information around the electromagnetic field, around how this is created, that we'll go into on the webinar. But suffice it to say that it takes two people or two energies to come together in electricity. And electricity is the highest word, or electrical, right? So if you know about the magnetic field, basically the negative and the positive fold back in to themselves, come together to create the connection for any kind of electrical creation. Now, are we looking, that's the explanation purely from the point of view of electricity. we are not looking at the negative and positive coming together. We are looking at the positive attracting the positive. Okay. The other piece of information that I wanted to bring through to you today is we are impacted by negativity coming back to us because of our response to it. So let's say you've been putting out, well, money's a struggle. So it's no fun. My creation isn't any fun, right? The only way for you to shift that is when it gets bounced back to you to choose a different response than you've ever chosen. And that's why it's so vitally important for you to pick a new thought, a new perception, a new way of looking at everything. Okay? Otherwise, the electrical charges stay the same, and we keep getting bounced back to the same stuff. All right, so my computer's up, but I do not have the switchboard up yet. Gosh, we can't go to the calls. All right, we're supposed to deal with why this is going on with a That's what I'm supposed to go to. Last night, when two of my healing partners and I were doing a lot of this work, I had had the TV tuned to the station with music when they got here, and all of a sudden we realized that there was no music. And I said, well, did somebody mute it? Nobody had touched it. And a lot of information about energy that was present in the house and trying to, you know, get us information and stuff came through. At that moment, America's Got Talent comes on, full blast. So some energy. Energy is the highest word. Some energy is trying to connect with us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This is happening on the air. Oh, good grief. Okay, everybody just remain present and open your mind and hearts to all possibilities. So let's see what this energy, does it matter who it is or what it is? No. Because we're all one mind, so we're all the one mind of the one energy, right? So we're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet, and again, the sheets are available on the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace. I'm going to the third. There's a training that goes with them. That's why you have, oh, for God's sake. Sheet three, 1-5, 6-7-8. Whoa. Okay. It state the intention that I am God. Okay. Well, so God's coming through the computer. Talk about the electrical charge and connection of the universe, right? That's what we were talking about, and I've got it back. Oh, my God, I'm so good. I didn't panic. All right, so I'd say that's a pretty clear sign and direction for us to claim the clear intention that I am God. That is the electrical charge that I send out to the universe. So all of the universe of God comes back to mirror and connect with me. Holy hell. And I thought it was just going to be another show. All right, now I can go to the callers. Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Okay, we're going to Joanne in Montreal.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Wow, I feel the strong, whoa, it's really strong on your show today, whoa.
Well,
whoa,
that
whoa,
was
whoa.
A pretty interesting exploration, what just happened in this
whoa.
Office.
Do you feel that? It's so
I absolutely feel it, yeah. And it's what they're saying is everybody needed permission. But it was so clearly, you know, and energy often connects with you through electrical things. It's easier for other energy to connect with us through electrical impulses.
I love that.
Well, and that's part of why it's so vitally important to have all this information about the electrical charge and how we affect it. Right.
Now I feel electric, I can tell you. Whoa. I just want to tell you about I first. And I have to tell you that, I don't know why, I have to tell you that when we feel like we're not in love or in electrical like I feel now, I listen music that I like you like the 60s music, and the music that I like, it's called Diva Primo, and it's really, really strong, like it's put you, we have to find each other, because it's really personal, something that it's bring us, like inside us, right now, and we all of people have that. It's not the same for everyone. So all people have something that it's make able us to come back in us, in love, in light, strong, grounded. I have to tell you that. I don't know why, but I tell you.
Well, and you're right. You're reminding a lot of people. That's what you just described is the love place that I ask everybody to find so that they can automatically, if they feel like they're out of balance or being challenged, they can drop into their heart and go to that love place. It's also why they gave us the red dot exercise so that we can practice holding the focus of love for no reason at all, just because it feels good.
Just to feel good.
Feel good, not to get something. You know,
yeah.
They stress that the love place is a place of detachment from the result. You love for the sake of loving. You love your baby, for example, just because you love it, not because you're trying to get anything from it.
Exactly.
And so if your money can be your baby,
yeah,
and your health can be your baby, and your relationships can be your baby, right, then you just love them for the sake of loving them, and the creation of them becomes fun then. There's so much coming in about fun that we just need to have more fun.
Yeah.
And they keep stressing that. So thank you for your call. I always love your energy on the show, Joanne.
I love you, Dee. I love you, Dee.
And you just reek of love, and I love that. So
yeah.
I love you, honey. Many blessings. Yeah. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Miss Joy in Cape Cod. What's up, baby cake?
Oops, wait a minute. Oh, well, the beginning of your call knocked me for a loop because it's exactly, of course, where I am. wonderful, you know, wonderful things have been going on, but the one thing that I really wanted to be able to do was to find a place for my mother to live that wasn't with me and that we could afford. And it hasn't happened, and she's moving in next Thursday. So I was sort of in a panic for a bit.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
No, Yeah, I know.
Well, but you're saying if it hasn't happened already? Okay, we have to look at this because they're yelling at me. I want everything in place like weeks out.
Oh, well,
and I've
sure.
had I've had several experiences this year where I left what I was planning or didn't do because I wasn't getting a quick enough response because I'm an impatient bitch. So
<Okay. laughs>
a lot of people were mirroring back to me, gosh, you really need to look at that, Dee. We could have gotten this in place for you, but you were too impatient. And they're saying it's not the same thing as your
No, I waited too long to really get started.
No, that's not.
Oh.
We're gonna basically, Joy, put your BS and my BS together, okay? And
okay.
then we're gonna have the whole story.
We're gonna shake
so,
it up.
This is why you haven't found a place for your mother. Is that the highest place? That's the highest place we're going. Okay,
wow.
Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Joy to the world.
Okay.
I would never say that normally. It just popped out of my mouth.
Well, you're not having any frickin' fun finding this place.
No.
Well, and that's why you haven't found one. Because
okay.
you got all you want her in a place, but you feel guilty about wanting her in a place. So
yeah.
you're going to make this a struggle, and you're going to make this hard so you can pay for it, so that you can assuage your guilt and everything. But that ain't going to get you. That's not going to create this.
Okay.
And then you put they're saying to me very clearly what my part of the BS is that. You know, Dee, you just don't know. Until everybody says, I'm coming, you don't know and you leave your knowing. And that's part of what the first thing is I said to you, well, it hasn't been created yet, Joy.
That's part of me is not my not being in my knowing. I mean, part of me knows, but, yeah.
Well, if part of you knows and part of you don't, then
yes, part
all
of, me
of
says,
Joy
yes.
isn't on board with knowing.
Yes.
And... So we have to come together now. If we put our two BS parts together, Joy, it's
Thanks.
That I know and I have fun creating.
I know
and I have fun creating what I know. So they're saying they would like you to take today and shift that perspective and make some more calls.
Wow.
Even if you've called them before, call them again.
Okay.
From this new perspective. Know that you will, in love, work out a beautiful place for her that's good for you also.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
This is a really powerful call from you.
Yes.
Because this is what everybody does. We go, well, I can't know until I have the proof. And if I don't have the proof, I'm not going to have any flippin' fun doing it. And both those things cancel out the creation process.
And that has sort of been my way. I have tried to force things. You know, everything seems to have been hard before this. And so it's
Stop it.
A pattern. Yeah, I know. I'm just anyway.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. That's
You're
why
welcome.
I love you guys to call in, because look what she brought in for all of us. And I'm indebted to you personally. Thank you, Joy.
Oh, thank you. I have something else that popped into my
what
mind.
Oh, what do you want? What else do you want?
No,
what
no, I don't want anything. I want to give you something.
Okay.
Or anybody that needs this or anybody it resonates with. It's got nothing to do with me. Well, it doesn't, except it's coming to me. But the woman that was talking before about having something that brings her up or puts
yes.
her back in her heart or that.
Joanne.
Well, I got something like that yesterday. And it sort of goes with I am God, but it isn't that. It's I am the light. And somehow to me that it brings me right to my heart, right into presence. And
absolutely.
I thought it might be the same for somebody else.
Well, and back to the electrical charge in the universe, that's why they showed me lightning. Everything is created in three-dimensional form from the light. And the thought and the focus that you hold forms the light into what you focus on. So you absolutely are the light, and God is the light, and the light is God.
Yes,
ergo,
correct.
You are the light, you are God.
Yeah, it was just that word for me. I find words important sometimes, or to me, something
absolutely.
That resonates with me. And that so resonated with me when I first heard it, and that was just yesterday.
And that's why Joanne said, find what your deal is.
And it reminded me that I had found it.
Yeah, good.
All right,
yes,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
now,
you.
Now, let's start having a little fun getting Mom in a place where she's going to rock, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right, Chris in Tennessee. What's going on?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. Long time no talk to.
Oh, yeah.
we did a private session together because Chris is in the SHIP program. What's up, dude?
Well, I'm just having some challenges.
Well, you were having challenges the other day when we did our call. So are these the same challenges?
Well, it kind of. It's just the thing is I just bought this business and I spent pretty much not all my savings, but pretty much all of it, and then borrowed some money to buy this business, which I'm totally excited about the business and I'm stoked on it. But the thing is like, you know, I need to create some, you know, immediate cash flow.
Okay,
so
but
can,
you everybody can
bill.
Hear it, Chris. Everybody
Look,
can hear I, in your voice.
I know
how not
I know,
fun this
I
is.
It's on my voice myself, and I'm trying as best as I can to be, you know, to stay centered in love and joy. But just like I'm feeling challenged. I mean, I woke up this morning, you know, like I go in and out. Like yesterday I felt good, and then this morning I'm just feeling like.
Okay, so, Chris, we are going to get to another piece of information for you. But I want to ask you first, how do you bring yourself back? If you wake up, guys, feeling that way, how do you bring yourself back into balance? And you're knowing.
I mean, sometimes I just, you know, try and find something to do to take my mind off of it.
Well, that's not the answer. That's like taking an aspirin for a headache that's going to come back until you find out what's causing it. Come on. You've been in the SHIFT program for a year now. You
know
how to rebalance yourself, Chris. You know the steps to take. If you leave your center and you leave your power, everybody, the only person that's going to bring you back is you. So now I want to know what, I mean, you know, I woke up a little funky this morning at 6 a.m., an hour before I had to get up, and I went, wow, I wonder if this is all about the shift of energy last night because we'd done so much work and everything. And so I put on a guided meditation that I like. And I, you see, when I say you directed your day, I get a no. So did you get up and go, my intention today is to be centered? My intention today is to know. I am committed to knowing.
I usually do that, you know, like either before I get up or after I get up, you know.
Yeah, but you see, because you were feeling
but
funky.
I still feel like that wouldn't have helped me. I mean, I'm feeling
it would have
really
helped you.
Like fear right now.
Yes, baby, I know.
Because it's
and
been
so,
a long time since I've been in this place financially, okay, because I just spent a lot of money, and now I'm freaking out. I'm like, you know, usually I've got work lined up. I've got calls, you know, people want, you know. And
well, line something up then, Chris. Get busy and start creating some ways to create money. But I'm saying to you, if you do it out of this anxiety, it's probably not going to be as successful. It's like, you know, when I was talking with Jared a few months ago, and I said to him, wow, I'm looking at the last half of my year, and it's, you know, not as full as I'd like it to be. And he said, well, create something. And I went, yeah, it's that easy. And then I said, okay, I know I can't create something. It doesn't work for me not to serve people. So how can I joyfully serve people and create something that's also going to be financially rewarding for me? And what you have literally is typical buyer's remorse. You saw something, your heart said, yes, yes, buy this. And you get it home, and then you've got to make yourself feel guilty and go into fear about it because you think you didn't have enough to get it. Well, the universe supplied enough for you to get it. Now you've got to walk through your fear, get yourself back into joy and fun, and start creating what you want around this. So, you see, the fear, that's what fear does. It takes us out of our knowing. It takes us out of, well, I usually direct my day, but I didn't this morning because I woke up and I felt so crummy. Those especially are the days you need to direct your day and get yourself back in balance. I'm the God of me, and I know this was a choice. Nobody made me do this. This was a choice that I did out of my own free will, out of the love for myself, to expand myself in this world. And now I'm going to walk through whatever I need to do to love myself to create this successfully.
I'm very happy and thankful that I've done this, and I don't regret doing that.
Really?
No, I do not regret it at all. I'm very
okay.
Thankful.
Well, then I would.
But I'm just like I would like to create some immediate cash flow in my life.
Well,
so
then
that
do it, baby. I can't do it for you.
Take care of my financial responsibilities.
Okay, then take steps and do it. Right now you're talking about it and worrying about it, and that's not doing it. There are no blocks in your way, Chris. There is nothing in your way. But you've got to take action to create some stuff out of joy and service.
Usually people just call me, and I just don't have to, like, think about it.
Okay, well, get yourself back in harmony with that, because the fear has taken you out of harmony with that. You've got to know that they'll call, and in the meantime, you create something else. Create what you're asking for, guys, all of you. Sitting there talking about it, worrying about it, is not creating it. It's uncreating it.
I don't want to be worried. I tell you right now, I don't want to be worried. And
okay,
I don't want
what
to be
do you want
fear.
To be then?
I want to be in love, and I want to be happy and
okay,
joyful.
Okay, then it's up to you to shift yourself, period. I know
well,
that's tough love.
Sometimes it's like shifting the energy. It's like when you were talking about earlier on the show about, like, the electrical charge, and, like, if you don't, like, pick a new thought and direct your energy, it's like you keep going back to the electrical charge. And that's the challenge I'm having right now, is like trying to keep my mind and my heart from going back to that same electrical charge instead of creating a new thought.
Okay, and how do you do that?
By directing my energy and claiming that I am.
And feeling. So I want you to think of your new business, okay?
Right.
Now start laughing. I want to hear you laugh. Keep going. I'll do it with you.
Okay.
Come on. my lap with me.
Okay.
Okay, can you still feel the fear around it?
Not as much.
Okay, well, I give all of you all of these little tools, but you've got to choose to use them. Sit down and do 10 minutes of the breathing exercise and say, I know. Do what you know brings you back, everybody, because that's conscious living. Until we become the new species that lives and breathes this 24/7, we practice bringing ourselves back and living in the presence of what we know. Thanks for calling, baby. You can do this, Chris. You can do this.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Hey, you know, everybody, really incredibly valuable calls here today. Incredibly valuable stuff that we're bringing forward for each other. All right, Patty, what's up?
It's funny because mine is similar. I just went to the convention. I was all pumped about my business. And then I come home and I'm like, I get into the fear of calling people or approaching people and doing what I need to do.
Well, that's because you're still approaching it from what can I get? I have to do this to get something.
Okay.
And, you know, again, everybody, if you put service first, not at the expense of yourself, but service first, and I'm talented. I have a gift. I have a gift to share to the world. How can I serve people with it? How can I be excited about it? I mean, if I came on the first of the show and said, you know, I got this program I did in November, and it's pretty cool, and you might want to check it out. But, no, I'm so passionate and excited about this November because I know the worth of it. I know the energy shift it's going to create for people. I know. So do you know that you have a gift that's worth sharing with people, Patty?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then that's what you passionately market. Because if you don't, you're sinning against the world. Do you understand there's so many women out there that want to feel prettier and want to know how to feel better about themselves and look better and have higher self-esteem, and you can help them do that?
Yep.
Okay. So can you feel the energy starting to shift already?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Always, always, guys. Well, they're showing me President Kennedy. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And take that out into the world in integrity. And
okay.
Then be willing to receive the financial and energetic appreciation for whatever you take out. All right, darling?
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank
love
you.
Love you.
I love you, too. Good, my God, it's like we're summing up the whole creation process on this show. All right, Steve, what's up?
Well, I've been listening to all of this, and it all applies to me. Last night I thought business would be so bad that we would have to cancel the show, and I would walk away with no money. So from panic, I got myself into neutral, and it wasn't good, but it was okay. Because I guess I was able to shift myself out of panic. And
well, yes, and what the channel is saying is if you could shift yourself all the way into fun, you'd have a full house.
Right, and I totally, boy, that place was one of my biggest challenges. And I realized that, and I realized what you said about fun and creation definitely applies to me. It is, and I want, what can I breathe every day to you know, empower me to get past this? What can I do on my own to get past this?
Well, you tell me. I want you to tell me some of the tools that I've given you all.
I can start laughing whenever I see nobody coming in. I can breathe. I am fun. Because I am fun in creation and success. That's it. I am fun in creation and success because I am scared shitless of defying my mother, who, for whom fun was the worst thing you could possibly have. You could be
okay,
serious.
Well, so you know, that tells you that you're thinking somebody else's thought that doesn't work for you.
Absolutely right.
So, you know, you're going to honor your mom more. Has she crossed over yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's up there going, Jesus Christ, Steve, will you get on with it? You picked me so you could see I wasn't right.
Oh, I love that. See, I'm laughing now.
Yeah. Guys, let me recap something about the work, all right?
Absolutely.
I want you all to pull up your childhood and your family, okay?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, one or two limiting beliefs that they may have given you. You picked them because they had those limiting beliefs, and those were the things you wanted to conquer in this lifetime. But instead, what do? We go, that must be the truth. That must be the truth. And so we accept them as our own limiting thought, as our own belief system, as our own truth, instead of getting to the age where we know that we are the creators of ourselves and go, okay, well, let me stand here objectively now and see all the limiting things that my family taught me, because obviously that's what I came in to learn is not true.
Excellente.
You know, and Steve, if I said to you, if we were doing a movie, okay, and an angel came down and said, Steven,
yeah,
I will make sure you win the $1 million in the lottery if you can have fun for one day, every moment for one day.
I'm there. I am there. Yes.
Yeah. You be there without the frickin' $1 million?
Okay.
And then you'll have a full house.
Okay, well, more than that, what I really want is to manifest enough movie money so I never have to worry about any other kind of income, because that's where my bliss is.
But you just canceled it out. So let me tell you what you just said. What I really want is to create a lot of money in the movies so that I don't have to, and that cancels it out.
What I really want to do is create a fortune of money from the movies, period. Exclamation point.
Okay, and it wouldn't be okay then if you simply won a shitload of money.
That would be fine.
Okay, well then don't limit your possibilities.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that you want to live in the freedom of money flow all the time.
Yes, and the joy of it, too, and the fun of it.
Yes. And what I'm saying to you is, if that's what you want, you must create yourself already having it and being in harmony with it, and then it comes. That's what I was telling Chris.
Right. And having fun with it, because what's the good of having it if you're not having fun?
Look, bottom line, what's the point of life if you're not having fun?
Not much.
It's too long. Life is too long not to have any fun.
Yeah. This is what I came into the CHIP program to learn, actually.
Well, okay, could we do it then?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, guys. It's like time. Shit or get off the pot.
What I'm able to do now is, whenever I feel an obstacle or ever I need to communicate with somebody, most in a big way, I'm able to at least stand there and open my heart before I open my mouth.
Yes, honey, nobody is denying that you've come a really long way in this program, Steve, long way. But I'll be darned if I'm going to let you get away with not going all the way.
I love you.
That's my job. So I'm busting your chops now.
Oh, please continue.
You don't need somebody to say you're good, and you don't need $1 million to be happy first.
Right.
You just get to choose to be happy first.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Love you.
And everybody on this call.
What? And everybody on this call. Yes, darling. Thank you. Yes. All right, Susan, you're up. What's going on?
Well, I wasn't going to call in anyway. There's a couple things. You know, when you mentioned the authentic self that's going to be added to the sheets, it occurred to me that that's possible. It's possibly because it's needed because of the fact that people procrastinate, like myself, for instance. Good one. That,
well, you're going to procrastinate if you're not having fun being God. And if you're afraid to truly move into your power all the way, you definitely will procrastinate because you will be putting off the experience of your power.
And if you feel like you're going to get left behind because of that.
Yep.
Also, what I wanted to ask, too, is lately I have had this kind of strange feeling. It's like I feel like a lot of energy feeling going through my body. I feel like this electrical, and I'm seeing energy. It just feels weird.
Well, don't let it feel weird. Just allow it to be, because
just
that's
allow
a part of connecting with the energy, and when you really start opening your pituitary and pineal to receive all the light, you will see it off to the sides often.
Yeah.
Light flashes off to the sides. It happened a couple of times last night when my friends were here.
Yeah, I feel a lot of, like, my body feels like it's buzzing.
Yeah, well,
you know that.
That's your body buzzes. When,
it's like electrical charges.
Well, and they are. And they're electrical charges that are either being awakened or allowed to move out.
Okay.
Both of which have to happen, right?
Okay.
The new thoughts have to be awakened and electrically charged, and the old thoughts have to be unplugged and allowed to dissipate, because that's what creates our resistance.
Good.
And resistance looks like arthritis and shakiness and, well, all the stuff that I mentioned, dementia, some cancers. It's interesting, not all cancers, but some cancers. So they're giving me MS now. So Parkinson's, yeah, Alzheimer's. Okay. So whenever we're holding those charges, which we call thoughts but are actually emotional electrical charges, whenever we're holding those and knowing better and resisting the greatness of our authentic, powerful self, our bodies are going to shut down in some way to bring that attention to us. So, but they said that's not what's happening with you. You're opening up. Everything's flowing. Just don't go into fear about it. You know, it's kind of like, hello, this is what it feels like to be born again.
Okay. The other thing, there's only one other thing that I was going to mention is, before we discussed on Monday night, a lot of people were discussing backaches and such.
Uh-huh.
And with the new bus driving thing, I've experienced, you know, some backaches, because I think because of the fact that I'm
Give
you
me
know,
a song.
Down. Oh. Oh, gee, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Just
okay,
that
well, we're back to fun. We're back to fun, guys. Have more fun in life, and you won't be carrying the load on your back.
Okay, so it's fun doing the tours, but it's not fun with the bouncing of the bus.
Okay, well, see if you can shift that perspective or create something that makes it more fun. Okay.
Okay. The
Thank
other
you,
thing
baby.
That I was thinking, can I mention one more
well,
thing?
Well, quickly,
Bill?
Because I got to bring
All
the
right,
show to
real,
a close.
Real quick. It brought to mind this thing that I could take that and make a video that shows a real simple stretching way of allowing to get rid of some of that stress from the backaches and put it out like on my website and stuff.
You know, Susan, if you got that divine idea, jump on it. If you really know and you know how to help people, jump on it. That's what I mean. Things like that come in. You got to do them. This program that came to me for November, it was like, oh, my God. But I had to do it. So I found a way to find the time to do it. And you guys are going to, like, freaking love it. And I'm excited about it. But I had to follow the divine guidance to do it. I got to close the show. Go do it. Love you, honey.
All right.
I just want to remind everybody, it's first come, first serve. If you want these half-price privates in November, it's only for November only. Just email me at d@imdwallace.com and say, sign me up for one of those babies. All right? I love you guys. What a show. You guys rock. This was an amazing, informational, expansive show. And God visited us. What more do you want? So until we meet again, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because that baby makes it fun, and that creates everything.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.